This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Alex will be joining us very, very shortly. He's, of course, out of town on a very important mission. He's always doing this. He cannot get away. He loves this job too much. And you know what it really comes down to is this is huge. Coronavirus is massive. You have these Facebook fact checkers. I have kind of a vendetta against these people, if you can't tell. And they say, these fact checkers, they claim to know more than Mike Adams. They claim to know more than the CDC. They claim to know more than these Hong Kong doctors who are begging for the borders to be shut. They claim to know everything because they used to work at CNN, don't you know? And so that's the biggest red flag with all of this. That if you trying to talk about coronavirus online, and you don't just parrot the official narrative. If you try to go on Facebook and share this broadcast, don't even try it, folks. You'll get banned. I broke that news 2 years ago. You will be banned. You'll be banned for spreading conspiracy theories, otherwise known as basic facts that you can read in international newspapers and in NPR. On Twitter, of course, we saw Zero Hedge totally taken out because they had the audacity to say, hey, wait a minute, this seems like it might be worthy of reporting. And then a BuzzFeed journalist reached out to Twitter and got Zero Hedge taken off the platform. This same BuzzFeed journalist, by the way, creepy, creepy dude. These are the people who are running interference for the Chinese government. You can find this. We're still working on our article at nationalfile.com. But, yeah, I mean, I got to give props where it's due. Zero Hedge has the article. And the BuzzFeed journalist who got them banned for daring to ask questions about coronavirus, this guy is one sick puppy. We'll just leave it at that. He's made dozens of posts throughout the years. He has a Tumblr blog, and he seems very, very interested in young boys. Now, of course, I'm sure he claims it's all humor. It's funny to talk about raping children, according to these people. But he's got photos of young prepubescent boys, or I guess 13 to 14-year-old boys, where he says that it arouses him. He has doxxed people in the past, a random bakery. You can see it on screen, TV viewers, radio listeners. It says someone put together a paste bin, a contact info for a bakery. And there you can see, TV viewers, the young boy. It looks like a Justin Bieber impersonator. This is the guy at BuzzFeed. This is the guy at BuzzFeed who decides whether you get to talk. There he is. Here's what this guy says, this BuzzFeed journalist. And again, he's going to say he's joking. At what age can you become a pedophile? Like, at what age do you switch from being a statutory rapist and start being a sexual predator? Oh, it's so hilarious. It's just a joke. He's a comedian. You remember when James Gunn did all of this? Well, now he's got his job back, so I don't even think BuzzFeed is going to fire this guy. I think they know exactly who they work with, and they don't care. But this guy who is joking about molesting children, who doxes people, he's the guy who gets Zero Hedge banned from Twitter. They had almost 1 million people following their Twitter account, and now it's been terminated because BuzzFeed, the arbiter of truth, the people who brought you the PP dossier, they decided that Zero Hedge can no longer exist. It's a zany world. And, I mean, I certainly hope, and I think Alex has reiterated this, but we all hope, I'm sure the viewers, I'm sure the crew, everybody out there and their dog is hoping that this thing is going to blow over, it's going to fizzle out, that we're going to have 5 cases in the United States, and that's going to be all she wrote. But on the off chance that's not what happens, it's going to be people like this little cretin at BuzzFeed who wind up making it worse because he's not allowing people to become informed. It's more important to censor people and protect the Chinese communist government than it is to talk about what's actually happening on the planet. I'm Tom Papert. Alex Jones will be joining us very, very shortly. You are watching The Alex Jones Show. You can, of course, read my work at nationalfile.com. Make sure to check newswars.com, infowars.com, band.video for the latest information that BuzzFeed doesn't want you to have. We'll be right back on the other side of this short break.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right. The rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Show. The information that the fact checkers, that BuzzFeed, that the Chinese communist government does not want you to receive. We're going to be joined very shortly by Alex Jones, but this is an article and it's already a day old. I mean, this stuff moves so fast, but this is still absolutely breaking. I guess the Chi-Com government is now going to have to go after Senator Tom Cotton, who has discussed links between the novel coronavirus to Chinese super laboratory that handles, quote, deadly pathogens. This is available at naturalnews.com. And this article is so critical because, I mean, what are they going to do? This is the information that you need to have to keep your family safe to understand what's going on in this world. I mean, well, this is a very serious situation. This is bigger than SARS. This is bigger than swine flu. All of these things that the media hyped up, this is bigger than all of them. Senator Tom Cotton is telling the truth about him. So I guess, therefore, we need to take his Twitter down, too. I guess we need to ban him from the internet, being that he's spreading hate facts. This is naturalnews.com. According to the communist Chinese government, novel coronavirus is spreading because of bats, rats, and snakes. But Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas vehemently disagrees. In a recent statement, Senator Cotton discussed a new study published in The Lancet showing 14 of the original 40 people who developed coronavirus in Wuhan had never even stepped foot in the Huanan seafood wholesale markets where the virus is said to have originated. That's, of course, where there's the live snakes being eaten, the live bats, the live creatures. Disturbing imagery. But, I mean, you got to understand, these people lived under communism. As we said earlier, they lived under communism. They're going to eat whatever they can when there's no crops in the fields because you're not allowed to use farm equipment. You have to use a horse and a plow. As one epidemiologist said, quote, that virus went into the seafood market before it came out of the seafood market, Senator Cotton is quoted as saying, pointing out the fact that China is suddenly changing its story now that the truth is being revealed. While nobody can yet say with absolute certainty where the novel coronavirus originated, Senator Cotton pointed out that Wuhan has, quote, China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that works with the world's most deadly pathogens to include, yes, coronavirus. It's also where it's the landmark city, the only one in the world where they've really rolled out 5G at its greatest potential. And of course, being a journalist, I had to watch the Super Bowl mostly for so I could see the disturbing halftime show, which had demonic imagery like I've never seen in a halftime show before. I mean, it was something else. But the number of commercials for 5G were absolutely hilarious. I will just say that. I mean, nobody wants to talk about what's actually happening with 5G. They just want to say that it's safe and it's going to mean the fastest internet we've ever had. Because that's what we really need. We need to watch. I mean, you're not even going to notice the difference. That's what's so bizarre about this. The average internet user who watches the Alex Jones show on Band.Video, who watches Netflix, who checks their email, who messages people on Facebook, they're not going to notice any benefits from 5G. But Wuhan, China, in Hubei province, is, of course, the first place to have this epic 5G. It's the future. And, of course, Trump just thinks it's the future. He doesn't know the truth. I hope. This lab, the article goes on, is known as the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And it just so happens to be China's only lab that's capable of working with this level of deadly pathogen, which suggests that novel coronavirus could have, perhaps somehow, escaped from it, notes Natural News, Mike Adams. Earlier this week, Senator Cotton publicly called for a ban on all travel to and from China, quote, given the latest developments and the many unknowns about the virus. Now, President Trump has kind of done this. People who have been in China are not allowed to come to the United States. Any American citizens who are in China are going to have to self-quarantine for 14 days. You do also have to wonder about the efficacy of self-quarantine. That's not what they're doing in the United Kingdom to people who have come from China. They are locking them down. And they did do that with a group of people who came to the United States. They're locking them down. But it seems if you're just a tourist, if you were going to China to see family or to see the Great Wall of China, you may not be locked down. Earlier this week, Senator Cotton publicly called for the ban. Quote, we ought to follow Benjamin Franklin's maxim. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, Senator Cotton wrote in a letter to the Trump administration. The senator also told Americans who are still in China to get out while they still can. In lieu of an actual decree from Washington, Senator Cotton is urging all Americans who are still in China to leave the country while they're still able to do so. And again, this is going to be called racist. We went over the story from the AP News here. I've got it in front of me. I mean, you're a racist if you're concerned about coronavirus. They talk about what these examples of racism are, and it's like a college classroom in Arizona. And or a lunch at the cafeteria at a college in Arizona, and a Chinese student is sitting with her friends, and they get up and leave. Well, surely that must be racism against Chinese people. That's the only possible solution. That's racism. Meanwhile, I mean, maybe I don't know. Maybe it is racism. Maybe America is this horrible racist place. The Democrats keep telling me it is. But, you know, maybe if people had some information to go on, maybe if people knew the facts about coronavirus, that for some reason you cannot get in the mainstream news, you can't even get it on social media and then get redirected to the real news. You have to come to this show. You have to watch the Alex Jones Show. You have to seek it out. You have to go to NewsWars.com, to InfoWars.com, to NaturalNews.com, to Band.Video, to National File. You know, the biggest antidote to these supposed racists who are running rampant on the streets of the United States is the truth. And the truth is, seems to be, this isn't going to be limited to Chinese people from Wuhan, China. There's, of course, TV viewers can see Senator Cotton's tweet, message to all Americans in China, get out now. Contact our embassy or consulates if you need help. But of course, I'm sure he's just a racist. The U.S. State Department is now being reported has already confirmed that a second chartered flight back to America will soon commence to evacuate American citizens who live around the area of Wuhan, which is under a mandatory quarantine. Senator Cotton also contends that China is lying about the number of people infected with and dying from coronavirus. In addition to not trusting the official story coming from the Chinese government about the true origin of novel coronavirus, Senator Cotton is suspicious about the official numbers, which he believes are far too low. Quote, there is a 28% increase in coronavirus cases overnight in China, Senator Cotton tweeted. Make no mistake, though, these aren't new cases, just what China is willing to admit. It's much worse. In Senator Cotton's view, China just needs to be dealt harsh consequences for all of its deception surrounding this global health emergency. But remember, I mean, the guy, this is going to be called very, very racist because it's racist to doubt what China says. It's racist not to just go with what the Chi Coms say point blank. And this is almost like the perfect storm. Because these big tech companies have been running interference for China, well, since they banned Alex Jones and even before that. But it really also, it came to be so evident in 2018 when Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the big guys, LinkedIn, I don't know why Alex even would need a LinkedIn, they all banned Alex Jones, and everybody looks at this and they say, well, why on earth would you do such a thing? And then you do the connections and you put it all together and you realize every single one of these countries either is essentially state-owned by China because they are present in China, or they want to be. Facebook, of course, tried to move to China, didn't work out. They're still trying to reach a deal. And so then that explains why Alex Jones is banned. Well, now how come, I mean, I'm surprised. It's brave of what Senator Cotton is saying here. It's brave of him to try to get the truth out to the American people. Obviously, he is looking at the real information. He may not be watching the Alex Jones show, but he is reading what Alex reads, what I read, what all of the hosts here at InfoWars. He's reading the same documents. He's getting the same information, and he's not sitting on it. But for the average person, I mean, they're going to be shut down by social media because social media wants China to make it through this thing. They want China to have its reputation intact. And meanwhile, this is a country that lies about everything. I mean, it was like the first Friday that everybody was talking about coronavirus. The Chinese government, from its official party newspaper, released a statement saying, "We cured it! It's solved! The world is saved! Glorious leader, President Xi Jinping, has saved the world!" And now, of course, we know that wasn't true. In fact, the guy actually came out 2 days later and said it's a very big problem. China has millions of peaceful Muslims in concentration camps. China is killing people left and right. They're saying they're going to cremate the bodies. Why do you need to cremate 300 people? It doesn't make sense. But, of course, they're lying about everything. Senator Cotton is totally right. We'll be joined by Alex Jones, hopefully, in this next segment as soon as we can get his signal stabilized. I'm Tom Papert. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief, nationalfile.com. As soon as we get Alex's signal stabilized, he will be joining us here remotely on The Alex Jones Show. But, of course, we're hitting coronavirus hard. Alex is going to be on with more crucial information very, very soon. But let's turn and see what's happening here in the United States within, for just for grins, the Democrat Party, where there is a massive conflict brewing. They're going to do it again. Everybody remembers 2016, where it became apparent pretty early on in the Democrat primaries and caucuses that it didn't matter how many delegates, how many votes Bernie Sanders got. Because the Democrat Party, they have these things called superdelegates. I know, it's like a blast from the past. What's old is new, at least for the Democrat Party, because they did some rules to somewhat limit the power of these superdelegates. These superdelegates generally are very wealthy donors who are friends of the party infrastructure, probably in many cases, close friends of Bill and Hillary Clinton. So these superdelegates, they're not tied to votes. Bernie could get 60% of the vote, but if the majority of superdelegates want to vote for, we'll say Biden this time around, maybe with Hillary as his VP, could happen. Maybe mini Mike Bloomberg with Hillary as the VP, could definitely happen. Well, and the superdelegates can make that happen. We're already looking at what could be a brokered convention because the DNC is trying to hurt Bernie Sanders again. In fact, they're trying to throw out their old superdelegate, their new superdelegate rules and revert to the old rules so the party can pick the nominee and invalidate the votes of the Democrat voters. And Bernie is, of course, a communist. I mean, he went to the Soviet Union and he comes back and he praises it vociferously. And over the last few years, he's been trying to ingratiate himself with the mainline Democrat Party, which he has, to be fair. I mean, Bernie has dragged these people further and further to socialism, or democratic socialism, as he calls it. By the way, that whole democratic socialism thing, that's a new invention. Bernie never used that term, to my knowledge, before like 2015. You can go find old speeches, old books, old writings, old letters that Bernie Sanders wrote where he just called himself a socialist. But he finally got some PR guy to get a hold of him, and they told him to put the word democratic in front of it, and so it's okay. But now Bernie, again, he's been trying to play nice with these people. He's been trying to be nice to the Hillary Clinton staffed DNC. It's all packed with former Hillary people, and it's not working out. And even though Bernie is refusing to play rough, it certainly sounds like his more vocal supporters are, including Queen Rashida Tlaib. We're going to impeach this bleeper. I'll just leave it at that. We all remember that. That went viral. That was when she was put into office. And then Nancy Pelosi has the audacity to say, you don't come to Congress to impeach a president. No, that's why squad member Rashida Tlaib was put into office. So even though Bernie's trying to play nice, There is a massive, massive divide happening. He's not going to be a good sheepdog this time around, I don't think. Let's air the clip of Queen Rashida Tlaib expressing her distaste with Hillary Clinton.
You all know I can't be quiet. No, we're going to boo. That's all right. The haters will shut up on Monday when we win.
There we go. And so, of course, today is the big day. And by the way, at nationalfinal.com, we're uploading a series. We just got it completed here recently. We're going to be uploading a series of articles about what happened to Bernie in 2016. How essentially what seems to be a Hillary Clinton operative ran to MSNBC and BuzzFeed and all the usual suspects and told them that Bernie's campaign had been infiltrated by the Kremlin. And that Russian and Albanian bots were trying to divide the Bernie camp and turn them against the beautiful Hillary Clinton. So we're going to be exposing all of this as it comes down to crunch time here on Monday, where Bernie Sanders looks to be the favorite to win Iowa. And Rashida Tlaib is booing. And Hillary Clinton is waiting in the wings. They've stacked the DNC with all of her people. I think we're going to have a repeat of 2016. And the thing about Bernie is, I mean, I don't respect Bernie. I think he is a communist. I think he's a dirtbag. I think he's a cretin. But Roger Stone said it right here on the Alex Jones Show back in 2016. And it looks like he was completely right. He said that if we are nice to the Bernie people, not to Bernie, to the Bernie people, a lot of them, I mean, they're misinformed. A lot of them are now Trump supporters. A lot of them are now at least populists if they can't support Trump. And you talk to these people and they think Bernie is an outsider. They think he is anti-establishment. They think he is anti-Federal Reserve. They think he is essentially Trump, but a leftist. Now, of course, we all know that's not the case. I mean, the guy he's been in Congress his entire life. He's never had a real job. He's been doing this. He's been with the crazy hair and the gesticulation his entire life. He is a dirtbag. In fact, we at National File, we put out a stunning report by Patrick Alley that showed Bernie Sanders might be funneling money to his wife and her friends, and that might be the whole reason he runs for president. He's got this ad agency where all of the advertising for his campaign goes through this ad agency that just happens to be created. His wife used to be on it, but now it's just his wife's close friends. And we're talking like millions of dollars have been funneled through this ad network, this ad company. So Bernie is by no means a good guy. But Bernie's supporters, they might just be all right. And this is a rare moment where I'm going to celebrate Rashida Tlaib, Congresswoman, impeach the blinker. Because the bigger the wedge we can drive between Bernie Sanders, perhaps gullible, perhaps underinformed, but well-intentioned supporters, the bigger, and I don't mean the Kyle Jurecks of the world who want to put you and me, viewers and listeners, in concentration camps. I mean the rank and file. I mean your granddad who thinks that Bernie's going to be JFK. The bigger a wedge we can drive between these people and the Democrat Party, the more hell it is going to be come the general election when they try to put mini Mike Bloomberg with Hillary Clinton on the ticket or Joe Biden with Hillary Clinton on the ticket. And when they try to force that down the voters' throats, when they get Bernie to stand up there again and put his head down and his hands in his lap and say, I endorse Hillary Clinton to be the president of the United States of America. The bigger the wedge we can drive, the better. So we are still going to be joined by Alex Jones, but I want to just take a minute here before we go to break, and hopefully we'll have Alex on the other side to remind you that even though we've got all this antics happening here in the United States, we can't forget what's happening and is slowly making its way to our shores. You can get great deals on storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's one of the last places where these foods they're actually in stock. Most places are running out of stock, or you can buy it. You can give them hundreds of dollars, and then they'll say, okay, it's going to get there in 6 months. Well, My Patriot Supply, which is InfoWarsStore.com's exclusive partner, is still getting food out in 7 to 10 days. That is a very, very quick turnaround compared to 6 months. You can also get products to boost your immune system. It's the winter sun, all of these fantastic products that will help you stay safe throughout whatever may come. Best case scenario, you're stocking up for cold and flu season. Worst case scenario, you definitely want to get these products before it is too late, before they're not sending them anymore. I mean, they're not getting new products very often in Wuhan, China. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Pappert. You're watching The Alex Jones Show.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals Iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the M4. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. On the other side of this upcoming break, we will air a special report from Alex Jones himself. Then Gerald Celente will take over. But we'd be remiss if we didn't cover what happened last night. Of course, it was the big game. You know, you're not even allowed to say that. That's how much control the NFL has over our lives. In fact, you can't even say the words "the big game" in an advertisement. Say you're advertising for a bar and grill. You can't even call it "come see the big game at Joe Blow's Bar and Grill." Nope, you get in trouble, you get sued, you get taken off the air. It's amazing how much money, how much excitement is generated by how much the American psyche was, because I think it is going away, but was really taken up by good old sports ball, good old hand egg. But yesterday, of course, was the Super Bowl. It was the Kansas City Chiefs. According to Trump, they're based out of Kansas, so my hometown, my team. Really, they are. Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers. The Kansas City Chiefs, multiple players have said nice things about Trump. One on the 49ers said nice things about Trump. Another said he wouldn't go to the White House. This is the 2D version of it. Oh boy, the Chiefs won. They're slightly more pro-Trump than the other team that had Colin Kaepernick on it. Now, the real news is the cultural phenomenon. Because as Andrew Breitbart told us, as Alex Jones essentially says, culture, politics is downstream from culture. So Jay-Z and Beyonce, you gotta remember this is the 49ers, refused to stand for the national anthem during the Super Bowl. Somebody happened to record a video of them on their smartphone as Demi Lovato was singing the national anthem, and it shows Beyonce, Jay-Z with their child Blue Ivy, that poor child, refusing to stand during the national anthem, which means, in a way, they didn't kneel, which I guess is progress after all. But in a way, Colin Kaepernick's legacy is continuing to build. Of course, last year, Betsy Ross, the flag became racist because Colin Kaepernick said it was, and then Nike replaced it with a shoe that simply had the date of Kaepernick's first protest. So that was the start of the Super Bowl. As the majority of everyone is respectfully standing, hand over the heart, Jay-Z and Beyonce, who, by the way, you may remember, they campaigned like hell for Hillary Clinton in 2016. They did free concerts for Hillary Clinton. Free concerts with two of the biggest stars in contemporary music doing free gigs for Hillary, and she still lost. Isn't it beautiful? But then, the halftime show, man, you guys thought the Lady Gaga one from a few years ago was satanic. This was bizarre. We have the article up at nationalfile.com. Super Bowl halftime show featured pole dancing, strip club mimicry. And that's putting it kindly. And guys in the control room, there's some profanity on this. And plus, this is a family show. We don't need to scar the viewers with seeing this. If they saw it last night during the Super Bowl, the Alex Jones show is nowhere near as crass as the Super Bowl. We'll just put it that way. But this is just bizarre. And, you know, it reminds me of Paul's report from earlier today about the demographic replacement or the replacement migration happening here in the West, because it's absolutely real. You can read it in UN documents. They try to call you racist if you bring it up, but, you know, it's in the UN documents. So is the UN racist now? Maybe. So you've got, there it is, that disturbing video. If TV viewers can see her flicking her tongue, this is Shakira, who, by the way, is 43 years old, flicking her tongue at the microphone. Jennifer Lopez, age 50, twerking on camera. At one point, they bring out small children, like 10 or 11-year-old girls, in virginal white dresses. And this is within 15 seconds. After 50-year-old J-Lo is being grinded on by some guy in leather pants, and then they bring in these children, and it's all Americana, and it's in Spanish, and it's Puerto Rico. So, you know, this is really about replacement migration, because for the past God knows how many years, you know, they've been saying we have 20 million illegals in this country, or 11 million illegals in this country, since the day I was born, 25 years ago. So if you believe that there's really only 11 million illegals in this country, I don't know what to tell you. Half of Mexico and a third of Guatemala now live in the United States, but the number still magically just never goes up. So we've had years and years and years of replacement migration. We've had states like California totally go beyond blue. I mean, they are so deep blue. They're as deep in blue as they are in something else. Let's say that much. And so now you have to change your entertainment. You know, when you have a demographic shift, so does your culture. And so now you have these two middle-aged women. I mean, had anybody even heard of J-Lo for the past 10 years before this? Twerking, doing strip club mimicry, dancing on poles, with little children there laughing and singing. And it was some of the most bizarre television I'd ever seen. And of course, I watched this crap, so you folks don't have to. And this is the hot take. There's the little girls TV viewers can see. I mean, these kids, they're wearing white dresses that are fairly low for a child. I mean, that is a short-cropped dress for a child. It's disturbing. And they're staring at the hindquarters of these 43 and 50-year-old women as they twerk in their faces. It's drag queen story time on the big screen. Essentially. But this is the hot take. This is the hot take from woke Twitter. Trump supporters losing their collective minds after seeing all those black and brown folks at halftime. You see, we're going to sexualize children. We're going to reduce women to just sex objects. We're going to do all of this because it's going to trigger the white racists. The white racist Trump supporters. We have another article up at nationalfile.com. Twitter users were very, very upset for some reason that the Chiefs won because they're racist. Because it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Their logo is an arrowhead. They play at Arrowhead Stadium. And they do, this is unspeakable. There's a video in this article, guys. We don't need the volume, but they do the arrowhead chop. And it is so racist. TV viewers, I'm sorry to expose you to this. This high level of racism, it's unimaginable. The arrowhead chop is where you make Indian noises and you put your elbow at a 45-degree angle. There it is. Oh, God. I'm sorry, TV viewers. This is so racist. And you chop. It's the arrowhead chop. It's so racist. So it's not. There's nothing racist about this. In fact, many Indian tribes have actually given their blessing to this type of stuff. The Braves do it. The Redskins do it. The Chiefs do it. But now it's racist. So nobody cares about these children being offered up in white virginal outfits as J-Lo twerks in their face and Shakira flicks her tongue at the microphone and at the camera. Nobody cares about any of this. That's just the new America. That's just what we, that's our multicultural society. But if a white person does this, TV viewers, I'm doing the chop. Radio listeners, I'm sorry you can't see it. If a white person does that, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, which by the way, we have huge Indian history in Kansas and Missouri. If you do this, then you're the real problem. You're the real problem. It's absolutely hilariously. And then, of course, the 49ers are racist, too, but they're racist against Chinese people, which is actually probably in 2020 even worse. But it's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's the degradation of our culture. It's the importation of third world aesthetics. And now it's here to stay. Trot it out. And again, they're so, I mean, advanced in age, 43 and 50 years old to be twerking like that. They act like they're 15 years old. Ugh, it's bizarre. And I thought Miley Cyrus was bad. In the next segment, we're going to have a special report from the one, the only, Alex Jones. He will be back on the show live tomorrow. Then in the fourth hour, we will have guest host Gerald Celente, a very, very talented, very, very intelligent man, to give you his take on what's going on. I'm Tom Papert, NationalFile.com editor-in-chief. Don't go away. You're going to want to see this special report about the coronavirus. Absolutely killer information from Alex Jones, as usual. We'll be right back with it on the other side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The magic of the HIV virus delivery system being added to an airborne pneumonia is beyond Stephen King's The Stand. And that's what's admitted. Mainstream media admits that the Indian University is right that it has the HIV delivery system in it. They're just saying, oh, it's not man-made. Whether it's man-made or not, this is news of biblical proportions, and it's confirmed. So why is all of big tech suppressing this information? We're going to answer that question right now. I read an article last night or yesterday afternoon at about 5 p.m. from Zero Hedge, and it was so shocking that I went into the office and did like 3 hours of research, and it was so incredible I couldn't even make myself get on air. because I had to make some phone calls to the virologist. I had to do a bunch more research. And now here I am on Saturday night. And I'm just going to say it. I dropped the ball. I was trying to tell listeners that, hey, this coronavirus probably isn't that big a deal. It's a big UN drill. That's why you're seeing this overreaction. And I still hope that's the case. But Zero Hedge got suspended on Twitter for posting this article and then linking to the scientists that are in the major scientific paper published 2 days ago by one of the most prestigious, it's in the top two or three, colleges, Kusma School of Biological Sciences, India Institute of Technology, New Delhi. And this big report that's got scans of the virus, the RNA breakdown, the proteins, I mean, this is it. And so Zero Hedge got suspended for writing about this, but then I found all these other mainstream articles going, yeah, it's true, here's the bombshell, that part of the HIV virus is part of this. But they say, but that's no big deal. That happens a lot. I spent hours. It's never happened before. The scientists are on record believing that HIV has been engineered because it's not a normally behaving virus. Yeah, I'm not a virologist. I'm going off what they're saying. And so they point out in this major study that they've scanned it, they've looked at it, and it's welded in. It's as phony as a $3 bill. And then Zero Hedge gets taken down as fake news. So I spent, like I said, hours yesterday, hours today, obsessed on this, going into the studies, going into articles, and just dozens of big mainstream reports going, hey, yeah, it's got part of the AIDS virus in it, but that's no big deal. It's not man-made. What does that mean? It's got a protein enablation system, basically a weapon, where it can plug in to the mucous membrane of the body. And then it carries everything else it's got. And it's that part, that exact signature, that blueprint. Like a 57 Chevy. You see a 57 Chevy? Your eyes know that's 57 Chevy. You see Marilyn Monroe, that's Marilyn Monroe. You see Michael Jackson, that's Michael Jackson. You see Kobe Bryant, that's Kobe Bryant. You see Donald Trump, you go, that's Donald. I mean, your eye knows what it is. The computers are 100%. And the fact that this virus has this, the scientists are clear. No way this came out of some grocery store, some weird, you know, animals sales place with the Chinese eating weird bat soup. Not that that's healthy. And so that's the takeaway here, is that you should go read this study for yourself. And you should ask yourself, why is Twitter, why is Facebook, why is Google trying to block this? Because it's the Indians that 20 years ago tested a bunch of UN vaccines for tetanus. And it had a female hormone added to it, even though that wasn't part of the production, that would then create an autoimmune response to that hormone that women release in the second month of pregnancy. So it causes an autoimmune response to the baby and spontaneous abortion in about 95% of the time. And so I want to give the Indians props. Time and time again, it's just the Indian scientists that have been proven right. They were the ones that got Gardasil banned in most of the world. They went and showed how it was giving people cancer and sterilizing people. So I'm not some Indian file here that just worships Indians. I just keep noticing their scientists don't give a damn and will put the truth out. And they've done it again. I mean, it's been so many times, it's the Indians. Because they're smart. Everybody knows that. And they're whatever. They're not under control. I mean, everybody knows about Indians. They're not even under their own government's control. I'm not an enemy of Modi. It's just he doesn't run them either. And they're telling you that this virus has all the hallmarks of being engineered. And it's got a 2020 Hellcat wired into a 1957 Chevy, and it's just fake. It didn't come out of mama's backyard. It didn't grow on a tree. It's synthetic. And the articles everywhere trying to counter it are like, oh, no, no. Well, sure, you could have the part of the AIDS virus in it. The HIV virus that reportedly causes AIDS, that's the exact system that plugs in That's the exact system that allows it to bridge in. And it's got that. And I looked it up. It's not a common virus. It's an extremely rare virus that most engineers believe has been tinkered with. And now the HIV virus is part of this, and the media is admitting that, but going, fake news, it's not a bioweapon. Yeah, it's got part of the AIDS virus, HIV virus, that allows it to transmit, but just don't worry about that. And that's why you've seen hundreds of microbiologists murdered the last few years, run over, shot in the back of the head, everything, because they don't want people that are able to identify what's going on to be around, and that's done ahead of the bioattack. I don't know who's behind it. I don't have all the answers, obviously. And I've, as a father, have been hoping this isn't as bad as some are saying and playing it down on air. And my listeners are like, hey, dude, are you covering up? What's going on? I'm like, no, I don't want this to be bad. I've had family die of pneumonia. I take this stuff seriously. And I will not sit there and be part of hyping something up that isn't serious. But the response to this has been unprecedented. It's a huge world government Chi-Com drill, the UN worshiping it. That's bad enough. So I'm like, oh, it's just a drill. It's not that bad. Don't worry. And then all of a sudden I see this, and they're blocking Zero Hedge and saying Zero Hedge made it up. And I go read the actual paper and all the articles going, well, it's true. The Indians scanned this, and it does have the HIV virus part of it in it. And just the delivery system, no big deal. And I'm not a virologist. I'm just reading what the virologists are saying. And mainline ones are like, yeah, this is really looking bad. And you see the Washington Post and BBC and AP and Reuters. Anybody questioning this is man-made will be banned off the internet. Well, if I was wrong, I should be allowed to question that. That's just the public's right to have their opinion. So they're really scared of this. And just a few other points, and I'll end this special report. New coronavirus in China is treated with HIV meds. When this first broke, people sure as hell were saying, oh, my God, they're going to treat it with those AIDS drugs that are known to kill people. I'm like, oh, come on, man. It's not that. And then, boom, CNN, they're all reporting, oh, don't worry, the coronavirus is treated with AIDS drugs, but it has nothing to do with AIDS or the virus, HIV, even though it's in the genetic code, the RNA of it, and they admit that, but it's fake news to say it's man-made, even though top scientists are saying this is synthetic. Wow. And, you know, folks had a lot of courage in India at this major, you know, top scientific university to come out and say this. And I just think that you deserve, and your family deserves, and they deserve, you actually read it and then look at the footnotes, because I didn't just believe their footnotes. I went and checked it all, and I was like, whoa, there's only one protein that's in the HIV virus, folks. And this is it. It has nothing to do with bird flu, nothing to do with corona, nothing to do with SARS. They've taken a pneumonia virus and put HIV in it. Because HIV doesn't replicate well in the body, but it will take over your white blood cells, your T lymphocytes. It'll kill your defenses, but it doesn't replicate, doesn't spread well. HIV just got added to a super communicable airborne pneumonia virus. And I just want Bill Gates and all the globalists to know something. Anything happens to my family, anybody I care about, I'm holding you personally responsible. You understand? Because you're on record saying you're going to reduce the world population and having TED Talks laughing. We're going to reduce this number to zero to help the Earth, and the number they lied up as the humans. I mean, you know, you're saying you're going to kill me and my family. And you think you're going to creep around and do it with whatever the hell this is? And I'm not saying that's what this is. I'm not saying a duck that's yellow and quacks and gets in the water is a duck. All I'm saying is, you guys think you're going to run some soft kill stuff on us? It's not the other way you think.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.